This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The governor of Puerto Rico has now stated clearly that his commonwealth cannot pay what it owes on its $72 billion in debt. Governor Alejandro Garcia Padilla told the New York Times that this admission is a necessary step toward pulling the Puerto Rican economy out of what he called a death spiral. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor has more about where things stand for Puerto Rico ahead of a July 1st deadline.
Ted Hampton works for Moody's. He rates the debt of U.S. states and territories.
We've downgraded Puerto Rico many times in the last year or so.
The territory has among the lowest ratings Moody's can give, called CAA2, meaning Hampton thinks it will default. In fact, Puerto Rico's House wants to stop setting aside money for debt servicing.
Now, that's indicative of severe fiscal distress.
Charles Blitzer is head of Blitzer Consulting and is a former IMF official.
At the same time, the government has taken some dramatic steps to rein in spending and increase taxes.
The government raised the sales tax, could raise electricity bills, and one lawmaker has warned of massive furloughs of government workers. This has left actual Puerto Ricans like Christina Sumaza swimming in uncertainty.
A lot of people are very, very frustrated and scared even, you know. Can the government sustain itself economically for the next 2-3 months? You know, what's going to happen?
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.